Welcome to ResCheck.info, the number one source for high-quality, low-cost, fast-turnaround ResCheck reports. Get your ResCheck started today. Today, we want to talk to you about the state of Wisconsin, their energy code, and Wisconsin ResChecks. I had a project today that tested my knowledge and use of the Wisconsin Uniform Dwelling Code of 2009. Fortunately, I've created plenty of ResCheck energy audits for Wisconsin in 2016. While Wisconsin ResCheck reporting was not a major challenge, it did remind me of the differences of the National IECC 2009, IECC 2012, and IECC 2015 energy codes, and the ones that individual states have adopted, like Florida, New York, California, Utah, New York, Georgia, Illinois, Washington, and the great state of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Energy Code and ResCheck reporting can be particularly tricky for a newcomer to ResCheck reports, and I'm about to tell you why. From the start, the Wisconsin ResCheck Energy Audit takes on a different feel. You log into the ResCheck web software. The interface you've become so accustomed to using with national energy codes is suddenly different. After you input the project location, builder, and designer into the ResCheck project details section, you move on to the condition square footage. Once this is entered, it's time to move on to components. This is where the differences in the Wisconsin ResCheck report really start to take hold. First, one concept I learned at ResCheck training in Colorado was that the product grouping of light components is not only accepted, it's actually preferred by most building inspectors. This can take a cumbersome ResCheck energy report inspection down from a hefty 12 to 15 pages to a more manageable 7 to 10 pages on most ResCheck energy reports. The issue with Wisconsin ResCheck report arises in that you have to know your home site orientation in regards to a compass. This particular home was 180 degrees north on the front side, so I proceeded accordingly. Now, instead of having one or two wall units on this Wisconsin ResCheck report, I had four separate wall systems labeled front, back, right, and left. Then you guessed it, I did the same with the windows, doors, and foundation walls. Even though a typical Wisconsin ResCheck report is almost four times the work breaking out the individual components, we still charge the low rate of $79 for even the most complex plans. After all the components were input, it was time to do the calculation. This is where the standard ResCheck specialists would begin pulling their hair out. Since I built several homes in Wisconsin during my home building career, I knew otherwise. I had always created ResCheck energy reports for all my projects. I kept a detailed template and notes for ResCheck reporting in every state, including Wisconsin. What will happen on every ResCheck energy audit calculated is that the bar will turn red and the ResCheck report will say fail. The real trick of the Wisconsin ResCheck lies in the fact that you have to realize it's accessing two separate components. The Wisconsin Uniform Dwelling Code of 2009 allows you to use either the UA or the mechanical. So if you look closer at the red line on the bottom of your ResCheck report, it might say fail and pass. If it does say fail, pass, the translation of this is that the UA trade-off has passed, but the mechanical failed. Why did the mechanical fail? You've not put any information in yet. According to the Wisconsin Energy Code of 2009, you're allowed to use either or, so printing a report in the PDF that shows fail pass will actually show a green bar once the compliance certificate is created. At the point I have a pass on a Wisconsin energy audit is when I like to go back through and review all the components of the home. First, I double-check the ResCheck report for accuracy. Then I pretend I'm building the home. I imagine what I would actually want the home to be insulated like if I were to live there. Then I write down suggestions so I can pass them on to the customer. Sometimes, for the right energy savings, they just might like a free modification to the ResCheck report. After all, a $79 ResCheck report during the design of your home could easily be worth $1 million over the life of the home. Most ResChecks we receive have some different element of rarity that keeps us thinking and learning more about the ResCheck system every day. We keep a detailed log of every project in every state. This way we can review these logs the next time a project comes up from that state. Usually, that's tomorrow, so we're always ready for another Wisconsin ResCheck report, or anywhere in the United States for that matter. We take pride in offering the finest ResCheck service available at the lowest cost and with the highest level of customer service. It's hard to do